I come very briefly to this place. I watch it move. I watch it shake. They say the dead will rise again, and here they come now, strange animals out of the ice age, and they stare at you, dumbfounded, like big mistakes, and we say, keep cool. Maybe if we pretend this never happened, they'll all just go away.
What does she want? So call me, what does she want? I saw the mail, don't you? Mail, don't you? Can't go nowhere. Go tell me, what does she know?
A lot of the images in the film are about language. Take a section like how to write. What you see is a film animation of six objects slowly turning into their Japanese kanji or ideogram or word. Things actually that I got out of a book on the formation of the Japanese language. So how did the idea of horse turn into that word horse? So there are six objects: horse and a hand and an eye and a fish and a bird and a mouth. Now, two performers, Adrian Ballou and David Van Tiegum, are seated on a beam in front of this projection, and they are playing instruments. I should say, first of all, the idea behind this was a Japanese silent film. Now, in the silent films in the West, we had the piano player who's banging away, you know, just commenting on the action, I suppose. But in Japan, the silent movies were accompanied by six guys kneeling in front of the film, looking at the film out of the corner of their eyes, which is behind them. They have little wood blocks, and they're doing all the sound effects and all the, you know, doors opening, closing. It's a real Three Stooges kind of thing. You know, it's just a lovely thing. Those images are so powerful for me, that of someone doing live sound in front of a silent image. It's really is how I began making film, which I did before I started to do music. I was working in 8mm, and I'd never have time to really finish a soundtrack. So I'd do the film, put it together, and then I'd show up at the film festival, which was somewhere in, you know, downtown New York, and I go, oh, soundtrack. So I'd stand in front of it and talk, tell stories, and play the violin. That's how I got into this thing. One of the things that I most enjoyed about directing this picture is being able to stand back and watch people come up with stuff, because I really wanted to be that kind of director, not someone who's going, you do this, you do that, you did that wrong, because I'm not really sure what's right. I design these things so they really are split-second collaborations of picture, sound, and image, but unless there's room for performers to feel their way around in this, it won't have life. So there was this series of animations that they did trade-offs on, so that David took the horse and Adrian took the hand, but they both commented on each other's playing as well. It was a duet. And all I said was, you know, you interpret birds. So Adrian goes into the kitchen of our rehearsal space and pulls out a bunch of kitchen, you know, spatulas and stuff. And he was kind of desperate looking for things. And his interpretation of bird was this wonderful thing with a couple of barbecue tongs and just snapping them like little, and hopping like some little baby bird that really couldn't get off the ground. You know, this is his idea of flight. You know, I can't get up. You know, just hopping and hopping. And David's interpretation of bird in flight, extremely elegant cubist version of a piece of wood and a stick, and he's tapping the wood with the stick, and then the piece of wood goes up higher, higher behind him. Cubist bird in flight. I mean, watching these guys come up with that was such, it was really exciting. And I should say too that this wasn't a band. This was a group of guest artists, all of whom have their own styles, their own bands. They all write music. It was a real privilege to work with these people.
Darkest America, home of the brave. Ha, 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 I've already paid for this.
There was a reconstruction of Oscar Schlemmer's work. He was a Bauhaus designer, and their dances of these odd characters in masks, these architectural dances that have just been recently reconstructed in New York by a woman named Deborah McCall. They're very lovely. They're dances about architecture. And one of my favorite quotes from Steve Martin is, talking about music is like dancing about architecture. Now, I thought that was impossible until I saw this Oscar Schlemmer dance. You'd see someone in a red, completely red, almost robotic sort of costume come out, and someone in yellow and someone in blue, these three primary robots, really, but very pudgy and soft. They were sort of stuffed. They were very lovable, and they move cubes and rectangles and pyramids around. Now, that doesn't sound too fascinating, but it was so, it looked like it had been made yesterday. This is Bauhaus in the 30s. Now, at this reconstruction of this work, there was a guy who showed up to make the introduction to it, Andreas Weininger, 95 years old, played trombone in the Bauhaus band. This guy shows up and he goes, "Good evening, I'm from the 19th century. And, you know, in the 19th century, we had Saturday nights also. This was on a Saturday night. And let me tell you what we did." And he started describing these completely wild Bauhaus performances. I mean, they were really insane sounding. They made performance art of the 70s and 80s seem like really old hat. It's amazing how quickly you can forget what you're, where you're coming from and what your history is and how you fit into it, the development of ideas and of art and music. And especially in something like performance art, which is not something that ever goes into rep. It's not like dance even. You know, it's easy enough to forget the intensity of, or at least what we hear about the intensity of Isadora Duncan or something, because she disappeared. And there is no Isadora Duncan with her scarves. Now, you can't reconstruct that. You cannot. So it was so amazing to see something from the past before your eyes. It was one of the most striking things I've ever seen. So The whole intro to this film is people in masks that are really completely inspired by Oscar Schlemmer's work. So I'd like to finally say that this film really is dedicated to the memory of Oscar Schlemmer and to his work and to its power and strangeness.